A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, September the 8th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing the way forward for Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa begins to form his government with the swearing in of his two deputies at the State House today. Vice Presidents Constantino Chiwenga and Kembo Mohadi, who resigned 2 years ago following a sex scandal involving several women, some of them married, took the oath of office before Chief Justice Luke Malaba in the Capitol days after the inauguration of Mnangagwa following his disputed election victory, discredited even by SADC and the African Union Observer Missions. Despite his sexual transgressions that brought him down in shame, Mr. Mohadi became the mythical phoenix after getting a new lease of his political life from his boss, promising to uphold and defend the Constitution of Zimbabwe before the Chief Justice.
I, Kembo Mohadi, say that as Vice President of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and will obey, uphold and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe, and that I will promote whatever will advance and oppose whatever may harm Zimbabwe, that I will protect and promote the rights of the people of Zimbabwe, that I will discharge my duties with all my strength to the best of my knowledge and ability, and the true dictates of my conscience, and that I will devote myself to the well-being of Zimbabwe and its people. So help me God.
Also taking his oath of office, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga pledged to protect the rights of the people of Zimbabwe, which ironically the ZANU-PF government stands accused of violating.
I, Constantino Gbeya Dominic Mnangagwa Chiwenga, swear that as Vice President of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and will obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe, and that I will promote whatever will advance and oppose whatever may harm Zimbabwe, that I will protect and promote the rights of the people of Zimbabwe, that I will discharge my duties with all my strength to the best of my knowledge and ability, and true to the dictates of my conscience, and that I will devote myself to the well-being of Zimbabwe and its people. So, help me God.
Addressing journalists after the inauguration, VP Chiwenga said he'll be working tirelessly to support the agenda of President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Yes, today is an important day for me and for my family. But more important is the big day for our party, our people, that we start now a new year for government, which we are going to start with zeal, energy, strength, to build the Zimbabwe that we want in support of our President, His Excellency Dr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, and his vision, which he has pronounced to the people of Zimbabwe and to Africa and the world at large, that Zimbabwe will be an upper middle income society by 2030. But what we are saying is that we are going to achieve it before year 2031. And we are going to work tirelessly day and night in supporting His Excellency the President to realize that vision. But for us to do that, we want to do it in unison, in peace, in unity, and love, through hard work by every Zimbabwean. And all we urge is that the Zimbabwean must do away with the spirit of self-hate, hating their own nation, but we must join together. We might differ in our thinking, but we will never differ as Zimbabweans. Thank you. Thank you.
That there was Vice President Constantino Chiwenga in Harare. Vice President Kembo Mohadi, also speaking to journalists, pledged to serve the nation.
My words to the nation. My words to the nation that I'm here to serve the nation. I've been serving the nation since the coming in of the Second Republic, and I continue to do so.
In terms of development, what should
well, in terms of development, we've got our own agenda that we have set ourselves. In fact, we have a vision that we've got to complete. And under that vision, we've got the steps or strategies that we've adopted to attain the vision 2030.
That there was Vice President Kembo Mohadi in Harare. Meanwhile, lawmakers were also sworn into office today amid the drama in Parliament today as members of ZANU-PF voted to re-elect Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda and his deputy Tsitsi Gezi. Members of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change say the Speaker's election was hastily called while they were caucusing outside Parliament building. ZANU-PF's Pupurai Togarepi spoke to Studio 7 reporter and gave his own version of what transpired. That was ZANU-PF's Pupurai Togarepi in Harare. Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change Acting Chief Whip Amos Chibaya offered a different take on what happened.
Ne tanga tine candidate yedu va Eric Matinenga advocate pamwe chete na honorable Gumede from Ulawayo va Matinenga afuna kuti vanga vachikwidza padzigaro chokuva miriri weparliament kwa speaker of parliament pamwe chete vachi deputies na honorable Gumede from parliament from Ulawayo takazivisa click wedu nhasi makuseni tichange tichiita caucus sema MP edu kusarudza awa vanga vachizotimiririra pazvigaro izvi tikawirirana navachokuda kuti urongwa hwose hwaizotanga nhasi nenguva dza 11 o'clock asi tazokatyamara patataa kuuya todza kuti hazvatopera vadoita even before 10 o'clock saka tashaya kuti ko vaakuriga futi nekupalamendi marigiro avakaita kumaelection saka tatokatyamara kuti ko zvavangofamba sei
pane matanho amuchatora here
uchange togara pasi tinoatikatora matanho api asi zvaitika ndizvo tatine kandidati yedu vaeric matinenga vari spika tatine kandidati yedu honorable Gumede vari deputy spika zvimwe chete nekusenate tine kandidati yedu zvakare vafelix magalila sivanda pamwe chete na honorable chakabuda from masvingo bimbe deputy
That was Triple C Acting Chief Whip Amos Chibaya speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjga in Harare. Following the vote that re-elected Speaker Jacob Mudenda, members of Triple C broke into song and dance, signaling their disapproval. On that note, please stay tuned as we take a brief break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss Zimbabwe's way forward, we are joined by Tawanda Jokora of Triple C, Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, and a Zimbabwean based in South Africa, Kudakwashe Ncube, known as Cooksman. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. Hello.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not sure if we have Mr. Mavaza on the line. I will start off with Mr. Tawanda Jokora. Are you on the line? Hello? Let's try to speak to Mr. Cooksman in South Africa. Cooksman, how are you?
No, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's amazing. Your phone is the only line that we can actually hear clearly from. We have Mr. Jokora here in the United States and Mr. Mavaza in the UK. But let's start with you. You had a demonstration there in South Africa. What exactly were you demonstrating against as Zimbabweans in South Africa?
Yeah, we were demonstrating against the way our elections were handled in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. against the behavior of ZANU-PF, against the behavior of the South African government, to be precise, the president of the Republic of South Africa and some other ANC officials like Fikile Mbalula. We have noted with great concern that these people that joined hands in suppressing the voices of Zimbabwe. As you know, we've got over 2 million Zimbabweans in South Africa who ran away from poverty, hunger, and some from political victimization. And it's very sad that even in these just-ended elections, as they were rigged, we have seen the likes of Fikile Mbalula going to Zimbabwe, inaugurating the ZANU-PF government, and writing on his Twitter handles, you know, calling names on the person that we love so much, the person that we have all voted for, Nelson Chamisa. They call him an imperialist. They call him that he wants to bring in imperialism in Zimbabwe and in Africa at large. So it's something that really, you know, pains us to see that some other people, they make fun of us. While we are suffering here in South Africa, it's something that they should reflect on and think other ways to say and ask themselves some questions, say, why are these people here if Zimbabwe is okay? So we realize that if we don't, rise up and speak against this, no one will speak for us, because these people, they've got influence, they've got platforms to push whatever propaganda they would want to push. Like Fikile Mbalula is followed by he's got a huge followership on Twitter. Whatever information that he pushes there, if there's no one who can account that propaganda, then the world will believe whatever information they'll be sending. So as Zimbabweans in South Africa, we will try and we'll keep on raising our voices and we'll speak out so that the world can know and understand our position, that we are not in agreement with whatever that is happening in Zimbabwe and we need help. So we are saying these people must stop aiding dictatorship in Zimbabwe. That will also stop illegal immigration in South Africa, because we know that a lot of Zimbabweans in South Africa, once the country is okay, they will go back home. No one wants to live in South Africa. It's just that there are some push factors. But all these young people, some old grannies and, pregnant women, they don't have options. Mm-hmm. But if Zimbabwe becomes okay, they will go back home.
Saka Cooksman, tunoziva uchidaizwa nesera kuti Cooksman, ungati zvafamba sei nhasi tisataenda hedu kuvamwe magentlemen akamira?
Taungana asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita seCape Town. I think nePretoria vanhu havana zvaokubuda neuwandu hwakanyanya nenyaya yekuti zvinhu zvedu takazviita iri short notice. Asi ndinofara kuti at least taungana, ndofunga tanga tiri about 100 people kuPretoria. KuCape Town we were less than 100. Johannesburg ndokwaita sekuti bude vanhu vakawanda. Taungana tikanosiya petition yedu. Tanga tine maplacards edu angachitaura zvinyuito zvedu. Saka tinotenda kuti demonstration yedu yafamba zvakanaka. Tinovimba kuti sezvo kuri kutanga, tichange tine mamwe mademonstrations akawanda. Zvichaita kuti nevamwewo maZimbabweans anzwe kusimudzirwa, ade kuti aparticipate in this. Because nyaya hombe imwe yanga ichigona kunge ichiaffecta mademonstrations edu ndeyekuti vazhinji vakanga vachipiwa propaganda yekuti aiwa mukaenda kumademonstrations aya muchawanikwa muchinosungwa sezvo vamwe vasina mapepa ekugara munyika yeSouth Africa. Saka hatatakachengetedzwa zvakanaka nemapurisa. Ndinofara kuona nyika dzine mutemo dzichishandisa mutemo wadzo. Isu chishuwo chedu hachite kudemonstrata muSouth Africa. Chishuwo chedu chaiva chekutodemonstrata kuZimbabwe. Asi nenyaya yekuti kuZimbabwe hakuna mutemo, hatikwanisi kudemonstrata. Sezvamunoziva, muna August 2018 vamwe vakasvika pakupfurwa vakafa vachida kudemonstrata. Saka chinhu chatikungoita nekushaya hedu kuti tizviitire kumusha kwedu. Asi tinofara kuti zvatanga takaronga zvafamba zvakanaka.
Aiwa, thank you so much. And now back to our two gentlemen from ZANU-PF and Citizens Coalition for Change. I'll start with you, Mr. Mavaza from ZANU-PF. We saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa re-electing one of his two vice presidents, Kembo Mohadi, who had resigned before. And he's coming under heavy criticism for doing this. What's your take?
Thank you. You see, when the president appoints the vice president, he appoints the people whom he can work with, because the office of the vice president is entirely to assist the president in his execution of duties. So therefore, I think he is comfortable to work with a comrade Kembo Mohadi and comrade Chiwenga. So when we look at that, the constitution is very clear. We do not vote for the vice president, unlike other countries, and they don't need to be members of parliament either. So they are specifically and solely the appointment of the president. And therefore, yes, while people might have their own misgivings on Comrade Mohadi over the issues he might have or he might have not done, the reality of the matter is there was no criminal offense committed by Comrade Mohadi. Even if it was morally lowering, it was an agreement of two adults. whatever happened today, it's outside the scope of the presidium. It was a personal private life, which by now has been overtaken by events. So, yes, we congratulate both Comrade Chiwenga and Comrade Mohadi for being appointed the vice president of Zimbabwe. And we are hoping that they will really assist and make sure that the goals and the aims of the Second Republic will definitely be carried on to the end. And we congratulate President Mnangagwa as well for his choice, and we believe that he has used his wisdom and not emotion. So the wise choice will actually bear fruit as we move on. It's 3 or 5 years to see, but bear in mind, the president can remove them from office if he feels they are not working together with him. So that is a position where anything can happen anytime. But for now, that's what we have, and that's what we have to work with.
I'll come to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the CCC. What's your take on what we're seeing happening, especially when it comes to the appointment once again for the second term of Mr. Kembo Mohadi, who resigned amidst a sex scandal?
Kukungoona mahumbwe, matakanana chaiwo, hapana chaunoti ungati chinhu chiri kuitwa chinobatsira nyika. Two sex offenders agreeing to work together again. Totarisawo zviri kuitwa navamunangagwa, maitiro akaita vamunangagwa kuti vapinde pachigaro ipapo, nemaitiro avari kuita, kumhanya mhanya kwavari kuita kwacho, vachiita zvavari kuita. Unongoona kuti vanhu vari kutya, vanhu vari kuona kuti kumashure uko kune hondo iri kuuya, kune hondo yemacitizens, kune hondo yevana veZimbabwe. Ndosaka maona vekusouth Africa vachidemonstrata, muchaona kuno kuamerica tichidemonstrata zvakare, kucanada, kuunited kingdom, kwese kune mazimbabwens tichasimudza hondo iyoyo yekuratidzira, tichitaura kuti zvakaitika kuZimbabwe kubirira, chitsotsi, hazvifanira kunge zvichiitika. Vanhu vari kutiza hondo yeSADC iri kuuya, hondo yemaAfrican leaders iri kuuya, nekuti avanhu vakazvigadza, vakazvipa election, vakazvigadza pachinzvimbo. Asi SADC muchaona ichisimuka pamberi apo, ichiratidza kuti zvakaitika kuZimbabwe hazvifanira kunge zvichiitika. Rangarirai gore riya vaMugabe vakaita zvimwe chete, vakaenda kuAU, vakadzoka musoro umire, vakadzinganiswa ikoko, vakarambidzwa kupinda mumeeting. Ndozvatichaona vamunangagwa vachiita, nekuti vachaenda kuSADC vonodzingwa ikoko, voenda kuAU vonorambidzwa kupinda mumusangano, nekuti nyika yose, Africa yose, iri kuzviziva kuti vamunangagwa vakabirira, munhu akahwina maelections ndavachamisa. Saka isu semaZimbabweans toramba takamira ipapo, pekuti vamunangagwa is an illegitimate leader born out of an illegitimate process and will never accept his presidency and will continue to fight that the will of the people of Zimbabwe is respected.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you, Mr. Mavaza, you just heard what Mr. Jokora of the CCC has said. What says you?
I just want to start by passing my condolences to Mr. Jokora for losing the elections to the best choice of the people. I know better luck next time. But now then, again, I want to say it's so surprising that Mr. Jokora could boldly state a lie. President Mugabe was never refused to attend an AU meeting. He was never refused to attend SADC meeting. He actually attended all those meetings. And again, it is in the AU meeting where he was advised to go back home and consider a government of national unity. That was in a meeting. He was not asked to leave the meeting. The meeting was, he was given advice during the meeting. So that is a lie. And what I can simply say to Comrade Jokora and the host of their supporters is that you can dream on, but we are going on and save the people of Zimbabwe who have voted for us. You know, the most surprising thing is, I don't know if Jokora can be able to answer this one. The CCC are saying that the elections were not free, were unfair, and were rigged. But we saw their MPs running to Parliament to be sworn in as members of Parliament. If they say the elections were free, were not free and were not fair, why would they accept a victory of some members of their constituencies? You see, this is funny because you cannot say this from the same tap the water is sweet and sour from the same tap, from the same place. You cannot have the same mouth speaking two different things. Triple C shows its confusion when they start by saying they don't accept the result, and yet they come and get the swearing in for their MPs, swearing in for their councillors. We are actually having an MPC, a Triple C MP in Bulawayo, and some other councillors in Bulawayo will be sworn in again on Monday, and some will be sworn in again in other areas. Some have already been sworn in Arar, and they've all accepted the result of the election. So it is a pity where one party believes that if they don't win, the election are not fair. They can only turn pick where they think it's fair, where they've won.
Let's give Mr. Jokora a chance to respond. Mr. Jokora, please respond before I go back to Cooksman, before we let him go.
Yes, in a war, you do not give away your liberated zone simply because there is unfairness. We are Triple C. We have always won parliamentary elections under very unfair conditions. And we were not going to give away that liberated zone. What we do is we take what we have gotten under very difficult circumstances, and we keep fighting to liberate other zones. And that's exactly what is happening right now. Our members of parliament were elected by people, and they must represent the interests of the people. It would be naive, it would be idiotic for our members of parliament not to be sworn in when the people that voted them are looking forward for them to get in parliament and represent their interests.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jokora. My last guest is a Cooksman. Tell us, what's the way forward in just, less than a minute?
Yeah, the way forward is more demonstrations as for us, because our issues haven't been addressed yet. And we keep on making enough noise because we know that the study trigger, which I have eaten very soon, and I know kuti pacharamba chita noizi, pacharamba chira tizira, pacharamba chita ura zichemo zvedu, vacha kwasa kuti pavanono gara pasi ipapo, vese vanenge vachiita sei, vachiona reality yeupenyu hwedu, because for a long time, vanhu vana veZimbabwe, manzwi edu anga achiramba akatsikirirwa. I was a chief election agent paitwa maelections kuZimbabwe ndiri kuchivi North. Vanhu vese vanonzi vakavhotera ZANUPF, hapana akavhotera ZANUPF. Vanhu vaityisizirwa fazi yaiya yakaisa matebho. We know kuti ZANUPF haihwini zvinogara zvichinyepwa kunzi ine stronghold kumaruzevha. Haina stronghold, haidiwe ZANUPF. And for that sake, us as young people, tisu tiri generation iri kurayirwa future nevamwe vanhu.
Thank you there, Cooksman. Thank you. I know you're very passionate and you really want to share, but unfortunately, like in football, time is not on our side. And just to say thank you to all those that sent in their numbers for us to call you, we'll do that next time. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye, saying have a very good night and a great weekend, Zimbabwe.